And again, I specialize in telling you about stuff the rest of the media overlook or give too little attention to. And in this case, this is what you call a wake-up call to how America has changed. From the time I was a little boy, I kept hearing that the Republican Party was the party of the rich. That's all, you know, the party of the rich. The Democrats were the party of the working class, and the Republicans were the party of the, you know, insurance company vice presidents. Sometimes you would hear the Republicans were the party of the country club class. And as I grew older, I began noticing that more and more people who were very, very wealthy didn't strike me as very conservative or Republican. And now it's reached the point where I think the parties have changed places. Sure enough, there is this eye-popping report just out by the Committee to Unleash Prosperity. They contracted with Rasmussen Research to do a first-of-its-kind look at the political and social views of what they call the American elite. Now, here's how they define the elite. They are people who have a postgraduate degree, a household income of more than $150,000 annually, and they live in a zip code with more than 10,000 people per square mile. Approximately 1% of America's population meets that criteria. Again, three things. Not just a college degree, a postgraduate degree. So lawyers, doctors, professors, people with master's degrees, etc., or PhDs or MDs or JDs, who earn at least $150,000 and live in high population areas, i.e. cities, or large suburbs. So how do these people translate politically? How do they define themselves? Of the 1% of the American elite, 73% are Democrats. 14% are Republicans. And the rest weren't sure. In almost every conceivable way, you hear about the two Americas, and oftentimes the way the media talk about the two Americas, they'll talk about the two Americas in terms of race. But that really misses reality, because there are, for instance, if it's black and white, as the media like to portray, yes, there are white billionaires and white millionaires, but there's also a lot of white welfare recipients and white inmates in jail and prison. On the other hand, while there are many poor and struggling African Americans, there's also an emerging, not just middle class, but upper middle class, and plenty of millionaires among black Americans as well. In other words, you can no longer just generalize about people based on race, but you can look at things like status, economic class. And that's why the views of the American elite, again, we're talking 1% of the population, where people have a postgraduate degree. They earn at least $150,000, and they tend to live in large cities or populous suburbs. The data show that the elite talk about one-third of them talk about politics almost every day. Just 9% of the rest of us do, believe it or not. Now, obviously, I'm not one of those, and I don't think you are either, since this show talks a lot about politics. They say even among the elites who self-identify as Republicans, elite Republicans are more conservative than elite Democrats, but they still have attitudes and opinions far removed from those of everyday, ordinary Americans. What about issues like climate change? Quote, to fight climate change, would you favor or oppose the strict rationing of gasoline, meat, and electricity? Again, one more time on this. To fight climate change, would you favor or oppose the strict rationing of gasoline, meat, and electricity? Among the 1%, the elite, who have a postgraduate degree, who earn over $150,000, and who tend to live in cities or large suburbs, 77% favor the rationing of gasoline, meat, and electricity. Only 28% of everyday American voters feel that way. So you're wondering, why is climate change such a preoccupation, particularly among the Democrats? There's your answer. The people who disproportionately fund campaigns and pay attention to politics. The elite, who I guarantee you do not live lifestyles where their fuel or diets or energy use is rationed. But they do think everybody else needs it. Let's continue on the climate change theme. How much would you personally be willing to pay each year in terms of taxes and higher costs, let's say higher costs for gasoline, to reduce climate change? 70% of the elite, 1% of the elite, 70% say, I pay $500 or more in higher taxes and costs. 28% of everyday voters. Or to flip it, only 30% of elites say they would be unwilling to pay $500 or more. 72% of everyday voters said, yeah, it would be $100 or less. So again, you basically have two different countries talking there. Now, what about opinions of other elites? For instance, lawyers, union leaders, members of the media, and members of Congress. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each of the following? Lawyers, 49% of ordinary, everyday voters say they have a favorable opinion of lawyers. 78% of the elite say they have a high opinion of attorneys. What about union leaders? This is fascinating. 43% of everyday Americans voters have a high opinion of union leaders. 78% of the 1% elite have high opinions of union leaders. How many of those elite Americans with their postgraduate degrees who live in cities. How many of them do you think belong to a union? How many of them pay union dues and follow the dictates of union leaders? Right. Probably next to zero. And yet 78% of the elite say, oh, a very high opinion of union leaders. What about the news media? Only 44% of everyday American voters have a high opinion of journalists anymore. That's come way down, by the way. 44%. But 79% of elite Americans have a high opinion of journalists. And as for members of Congress, only 28% of ordinary Americans, American voters, have a high opinion of members of Congress. 67% of the elite have a high opinion. Joe Biden's opinion, approval ratings, when they took this survey, they took it at different times during the month of September, was in the low 40s. 44% from American voters. But among the 1% of the elites, 84% approval for Biden. 84%. They think Biden's doing just fine. So, as Kim Strassel was pointing out in a recent Wall Street Journal column, forget the racial divide, the religious divide, the ethnic divide. That's not the real divide in America. The real divide is between the elites who are no longer Republican, and frankly, haven't been for a long time. That's such a canard that the Republicans are the party of the rich. The divide is between the ultra elite liberals and everybody else. People like you and me. On the question of who should decide what children are taught in schools. Quote, if you had a choice between a candidate who said that teachers and other education professionals should decide what students are taught, as opposed to a candidate who said that parents need more control over what their children are taught, who would you vote for? 67% of the elite said, well, the candidate who believes that teachers and professionals should decide what kids are taught and what kids learn. Only 38% of American voters in general feel that way. There's your real disconnect in America today between the book smart with their postgraduate degrees and high salaries and the street smart who are living life a lot closer to everyday issues. Man, what an eye-opener that is.